A low, rolling boom washed over him, not sharp, but low. It spread across the field in a wave, and then, just beyond the tree line, a sudden burst of light, hot and pale, pulsed once against the trunks, and then was gone. The woods swallowed it, and with it, the noise. Cody stood still. He could still see a faint afterglow bleeding through the trees, a slow pulse like a dying heartbeat. He let out a shaking breath and tried to reason through what he'd just seen. Maybe a plane had gone down. A private jet, maybe. Something small. But no. He hadn't seen a smoke trail. Hadn't heard the shriek of engines or the tearing of metal. There were no sirens in the distance. No panicked calls to 911 lighting up the town. And planes didn't fall like that. They didn't come straight down. Cody rubbed his face, the skin feeling tight, his heart still beating faster than he liked. He should go home. That was the rational thing to do. Leave it to someone else. Let the grown-ups deal with it. But something in him, not quite curiosity, not quite fear, urged him forward. Maybe it was the light, the unnatural color of it. Maybe it was the silence itself. Either way, his feet were already moving. Chapter 2. Cody ducked low-hanging branches as he pressed deeper into the woods, his breath catching with every step. There was an odor in the air. It wasn't just unpleasant. It was invasive, sliding into his sinuses and lungs, crawling against the back of his tongue with a slick, oily persistence. Sickly sweet and rancid, like a cheap perfume poured over spoiled meat. It reminded him of something. A memory from a summer years ago, when he and his cousin had found a deer carcass deep in the brush. It had been there for days, belly swollen tight with gases, skin glossy and pulled taut until it finally gave way. He still remembered the sound it made when it burst, the way the meat sloughed off the bone in a damp, collapsing folds, how the flies had risen like black smoke from the cavity. He vomited then, and he nearly did now. But this was worse. Worse because the scent didn't just linger. It clung, coating the inside of his throat with a sticky, almost chemical bitterness. It smelled like something was still alive. Something that wasn't finished dying yet. Cody swallowed hard against the bile rising in his throat. Blinked through the tears and stinging his eyes. Forced himself forward. The trees around him had changed. They weren't just scorched from the blast. They looked peeled. Long strips of bark. Long strips of bark had curled away from the trunks like old wallpaper, revealing the pale, exposed wood beneath. It wasn't just heat damage. It was as if something had flayed the trees open, stripped them bare. Some had split at the base, splintered like broken bones, while others leaned sideways, sagging unnaturally, as if the force of the impact had softened them, melted their will to stand upright. The ground beneath his feet had risen in places, ridged and cracked like a patch of dry skin